Executive Director of Voices for Utah Children, Mo Hickey, said the Casey Foundation data shows that a higher number of Utah children are losing health insurance than other states. However, he said the data is incomplete and the numbers are worse than reported.
But in 2020, we had the largest percentage growth per capita in the country of children losing their insurance. Jobs, COVID, et cetera. In the past month, we found out that 6,000 children were taken off the rolls of CHIP, which were not counted in these numbers. So even the numbers that were holding flat or looking like they were even getting a little better, we're really concerned because of what we're seeing out there in real time.
Hickey said the families that lost CHIP, or the Children's Health Insurance Program, missed enrollment deadlines due to lack of communication on the part of the state. He said it's not all low-income minority families who are struggling.
We see almost mirrored in the rural counties, and rural counties tend to be more Caucasian, low-income, et cetera. So there's all those different factors that go into it. And sometimes it's frustrating because I think there is a default mechanism that it's, you know, low-income minority families that are struggling, and it's not the case. As a matter of fact, with children that are uninsured, there's a higher total number of Caucasian children in rural districts, pure number, that are uninsured than there are minority children in urban districts.
Voices for Utah Children data specialist Martin Munoz said before COVID, 24% of families paid more than 30% of their income toward housing. It's considered a high burden, and with increasing housing costs since the pandemic, they're very concerned about this measurement of economic well-being. 58,000 Utah children don't go to preschool, which is 4 points below the national average.
Roughly about 60% of our 3- and 4-year-olds who are not enrolled in a preschool program, early education. We just rank in the bottom third in the nation.
Hickey said they've measured every school's free and reduced lunch population statewide, and the comparisons from 2010 to 2019 show much broader poverty than ever before.
And early indications are we're seeing much higher levels of concentrated poverty than we've ever seen before in Utah. Utah has a long history of not having concentrated poverty. So that's something that's very concerning.
Hickey said his focus this year is encouraging the legislature to invest in children because the economy is strong.
We keep hearing how great the economy was, that we came out of the, you know, pandemic as the best economy in the country. So that's a great time. A concern of ours is that we're hearing rumors of a tax cut being proposed in the next legislative session. If the legislature honors Amendment G, which was to fund education at a certain percentage and grow it every year, then what happens to all the social services that need to be funded out of the same fund now that they've combined them?
Hickey said COVID relief funds and unemployment benefits had helped low-income families over the past year, but many women and mixed-status families are not eligible. KPCW will report more on this topic as part of the ongoing coverage of early childhood issues. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.
KPCW News reports on issues affecting children age 0 through 3 years old is brought to you by the Early Childhood Fund at the Park City Community Foundation. For more information, go to earlychildhoodalliance.net.